Long, long ago, there was a great man named Naaman from the country of Aram. He was the commander of the king's army. He was a mighty warrior. He had won many battles for Aram. There was just one thing wrong. Naaman had leprosy, a terrible skin disease that others could catch. This mighty warrior suffered. In the house of Naaman, there was a young girl who served Naaman's wife. She was from Israel and had been captured in one of Naaman's raids. She was a believer in God. She saw Naaman's suffering and said to Naaman's wife, "If only Naaman could be in Israel with Elisha, the prophet of God, he would be healed of his disease." Naaman went and told the king exactly what the young girl had said, word for word. The king, who liked Naaman, said, "Go! I will send a letter to the king of Israel." Naaman went with silver and gold and fine clothes and the letter that said, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." Elisha heard about the letter and said to the king, "Send this man to me so that he may know that there is a prophet of God here." So Naaman and his horses and chariots went to Elisha, the prophet of God. Elisha told Naaman to go and wash in the Jordan River 7 times, and he would be made well. Naaman was angry and roared, "Why did I come all this way just to wash in a river? We have rivers where I live." Naaman's servants ran after him, saying, "If Elisha had asked you to do something difficult, would you have done it? This is a simple thing. All you have to do is wash in the river and be healed." So Naaman went to the river and washed 7 times according to the word of the prophet of God. He was healed of his disease. Naaman went to Elisha and in front of all his soldiers and servants said, "Now I know that there is no God except the God of Israel." And just to think, it all started with a young girl who bravely shared her faith.